You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Shep. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Shep.
Great coverage of the Jays. If you like the Jays, you like somebody who's not afraid to give his opinion. You don't have to agree with him, which makes it always entertaining. Andrew Stoughton from Blue Jays Nation and The Athletic joins us. Safe to say, Mr. Stoughton, that you're not a one who believes that Stroman is somehow a distraction by having emotion in his game.
I am not. But I do want to correct something you said. No, you can't. No one can disagree with me. I do find that I don't care for that. But yeah, no, Stroman, I think, he's been incredible this year, and he's played like this all the time. And I remember there being an issue, or an issue being tried to people trying to make an issue of Jose Bautista for years too. You know, he's demonstrative with umpires. He was always jostling back and forth with them, and you look at his performance, and it doesn't impact it at all. And I know people, I think people want to believe that there's something bad about somebody, you know, playing with emotion and doing sort of the things that Stroman does, and that it's going to have a negative effect on, say, how the umpires call him. But you look at the numbers, and it just doesn't bear out.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, and I have no problem. So, you know, actually, the time when he got kicked out by the umpire, I thought the umpire was way overzealous. I don't even think Stroman had said it. Now, I don't know what he said, but either way, I don't think the umpire should be that sensitive when he clearly missed a call. Sometimes you got to say, you know what? Yeah, I missed a call. I should have some thick skin. And just usually every player I talk to, when the ump says to him, you know what? You're right. I missed that one. They're like, they got nothing. Like, that shuts it down, right? They're like, oh, okay, the guy admitted. Okay, let's move on. So, you know, him beaking at the other team, great. Have a little fire in the game.
Yeah, I am all for that. I'm full on team fun. This has been a conversation for a long time, and, you know, I think things like the bat flip go through that, and you know, Bryce Harper has been very vocal about, you know, just have a little fun in the game, and it's not hurting anybody, and if bothers me to see people get all worked up about, oh, he's disrespecting me, and we had to have a big fight about this or something. You know, go out and show some emotion. It's an emotional game. It's a fun game, and you're millionaires playing a kid's game. Like, I think it's okay to have a little bit of fun out there.
Now, looking at irrevocable waivers for Jose Bautista, he put him on the waivers. It doesn't mean a move is coming. Are they just doing this in case they want to make a move later?
Yeah, basically. I mean, as far as I understand, just about everybody goes on these waivers, August, because if somebody claims them, you can just pull them back if you don't want to just let that guy go away. I mean, I remember Alex Rios was a guy who the Blue Jays actually let the White Sox take, just said, you know what, he's yours. The rest of that contract, that's yours. But yeah, I think for the most part, everybody will go on. If you don't want somebody to be, you know, in trade talks in August, you pull them back. So it surprises me, or it amuses me at least, but this, you know, continues to be news every August because, yeah, it's standard procedure, and it doesn't necessarily signal anything.
Would you think there's any, like, Estrada, if there was a Jay who might get picked up and be moved, he would seem more likely, no?
I would think so, yeah. I think, especially if he has a couple good starts, you know, at the start of August, I think, you know, his stuff has looked good this year, and he just really hasn't got the results, and he's a guy that I think, you know, has been excellent in the playoffs and has had an excellent couple of years. And so a couple of good starts could go a long way towards, you know, making a team think, hey, maybe this is somebody who can help us out. Because, you know, as we saw at the deadline, it was all about pitching this year. You know, everybody is loaded up on pitchers, and you know, you can never have enough good pitchers. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right that Estrada would be a guy that teams look at more than Bautista.
I don't know. Like, the Jays are out of it, let's be honest. So now you look at other teams and you look kind of to the future for the Jays. Smoke hasn't slowed down at all, and people are saying, hey, you know what? Maybe this former first-round top 10 overall pick is living up to where he was drafted. It just took him a little bit longer than people expected. Do the Jays have a lot of young guys that we should expect to see in September?
You know, it's interesting because I don't know. I think their best talent is, you know, still not quite at Buffalo. It's more New Hampshire and Dunedin. So I don't know if they're going to call guys up from lower in the minors. But there are definitely some interesting names that I think we could see in September. You know, there's Lourdes Gurriel, the Cuban, who they paid like a $22 million contract to, I think, over 7 years last winter, who Has spent a lot of the year hurt, and if you look at his numbers, they're really unimpressive, but he's a guy who's quite advanced and had played against men in the Cuban League, and he's 23, so he's moved up to AA, and he's somebody who I think we might see, because he's definitely got the opportunity or is a possible fit next year as our utility guy on the Jays, who can play left field, shortstop, second base, and is kind of a piece that really fits in well to where the holes on their roster are. And, you know, Teoscar Hernandez, who they just traded for, is in Buffalo, and I think a guy that we'd see and maybe an Alford, maybe a Pompey. There's a few interesting pieces. I think September will be a good month for Jays fans to really get a sense of what the future is and whether these guys are going to be able to compete at the big league level next year. I think the team as well. You know, I think there's obviously going to be some uncertainty in the outfield going forward. And some of these guys, if they really make an impression in September, could go a long way to winning a job next spring.
What about the young guy they got from Houston? How would you rate him as a prospect? Like, is he five on their prospect charts of outfielders? Is he near the top? Where do you think he is?
MLB.com has him as the fifth best prospect overall in the organization, which is, you know, that's one scouting service, but that's really impressive considering you got him for Francisco Liriano, who has had a rough year and is, you know, not all that great. So I think that was a deal that most of the baseball industry thought it was a real win for the Jays, but it made sense for the Astros too, because they have a lot of depth in terms of prospects in the outfield. I think he's a guy that the Jays look at. You know, he's already been in the big leagues. He, I think, played 40-odd games last year and has been up once this year. So he's someone who can definitely step in next year and maybe be a regular if they don't, you know, find a better option. I think he can go back to Buffalo and be an important depth piece for them otherwise, and that would probably be ideal. But, yeah, he's a guy who I think we will definitely see in September if he's healthy. Is a really intriguing prospect. You know, he's got power. He's maybe, you know, strikes out a bit, the contact is maybe an issue, but power and speed. And some people think he can stick in center field, which means, you know, his glove in the corner outfield spots, since he'd be blocked by Kevin Pillar there, will probably play quite well. So it'll be interesting to watch how he develops and what the plan for him is in the organization.
Which American League team, and you watched a lot of the games, do you think has the best chance to knock off Houston come playoff time?
I think it's Cleveland probably. I mean, I quite like the way that Cleveland's put together. I mean, and also that's just my natural bias against the Red Sox and the Yankees, I think. You know, I don't want to think about a world where the Red Sox and the Yankees are going back to the World Series and asserting their dominance again, because those are both really good teams with young pieces who look like they're well set up going forward for years. So it's kind of, I'm hoping that Cleveland is the team that still has a little bit in them to prevent that from happening just yet.
Andrew, great stuff, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, thanks.